Hey Texans fans, I'm HTC McKaylee.
And I'm HTC Kelly.
And we know Valentine's Day is coming up this Sunday, so we're here to give you the do's and don'ts to keep your Valentine happy. Your Valentine does not want to hear that you don't like Valentine's Day. You want to make it special for them. I would say definitely be creative.
Yeah, don't do the same thing as last year, but don't wait till the last minute to run around and do something that's just gonna fail.
I think my ideal Valentine's Day would be maybe being surprised, like coming home to a home-cooked meal, roses, flowers, something intimate. You don't have to do something super expensive, but something that, you know, lets the other person know that you care about them.
My worst Valentine's Day was whenever we had a reservation and he was supposed to pick me up, and, well, he forgot to pick me up, so I was waiting there all alone, and I was mad.
As far as flowers go, I would say you can never have too many flowers, but pay attention to detail. If your date likes daisies or she likes roses, don't get the exact opposite of what she doesn't like. You have to pay attention to detail.
Yeah, you want to make sure that if she likes red roses, get her red roses. It'll make her happy.
Yeah. And if you're taking your date out to dinner or you're taking them somewhere, make sure you open their car door, the door to the restaurant. Make them feel like, you know, you're paying attention to them.
And I feel that they should do that every day. And if they don't open the door, just stand there and they'll do it. They'll get the hang of it.
They're older while you're outside. Send them sweet texts all day. Let them know you're thinking about them. You can't wait to see them that night.
Yeah, and just make sure that if you're on the date, don't just pick up your phone and start texting. That's really rude and inconsiderate.
Yeah, give them your full attention. We hope we've given you some good advice. Happy Valentine's Day. I'm falling.